Yeah, we started 4 o'clock this morning, so that's about as early as you can go for for starting in Q4. So we're loading the Galloway today, 4,000 feet of cattle for Indonesia. We've been waiting eagerly for the 1st of October because it got very difficult in August and September. Most exporters that delivered their cattle to Indonesia really by July, early August. So it's been quite difficult keeping ships moving.
Given the uncertainty around permits and the fact they were only really released this week, how hard was it to commit to having a ship ready to go on day one?
Yeah, quite difficult. And honestly speaking, it was as much to do with not having really obvious other choices. So as much as having some absolute clarity. I mean, we were confident. There was all the signals were there from the Ministry of Trade and the Ministry of Agriculture, and our importers we're talking to daily were certainly confident that 200,000 permits were going to be issued. However, in Q3 there was similar language around and similar confidence, and as we know now, history will tell us there was only the 50,000 feeder permits, which just doesn't go anywhere. There's probably 30 different companies that import cattle in Indonesia these days. It's not just
oh really
10 or 12. Yeah, there's a lot of different companies, smaller companies all there. So 50,000 doesn't go far at all. In fact, we're seeing smaller companies getting an import permit of 300, 400, 500 in Q3 last quarter, and that's just not a sustainable number. To if you're lucky, it might top up a ship, or you might be able to fit it into your schedule, but it's certainly not. It's not easy. So 200,000 is a good number. I think that's probably the feedlots are down to possibly 30% capacity over there. They need cattle because they weren't able to import them in Q3. There's obviously the shipping capacity to move those cattle, but the challenge for everyone will be finding those numbers of cattle and those numbers of good cattle.
For this shipment, where did you get the cattle from?
Well, we had some cattle on adjustment because we had some cattle that we purchased for Q3. And we weren't able to ship them. So, we could have offloaded, we could have got out of those cattle, but we chose, and I'm very grateful that we made the right decision to hang on to those cattle. So, we've had cattle on a couple of properties, sort of around, one around Catherine and one between here and Catherine. So we've had well over 8,000 cattle on adjustment, which is great. So we'll just get stuck into them now. So we're buying cattle on the open market and popping up with our adjustment cattle.
We've heard this week that some exporters are paying over $3 a kilo for feeder steers, and the NT Cattlemen's Association thinks that price might go higher. What's your thoughts?
Well, I'm an exporter, so I'm not allowed to talk prices up, of course. But look, certainly put it this way, they are $3 now. There's not a lot of cattle around. We need cattle, and it is an open market based on supply and demand. So, I think there'll be a little bit more to move in that price, but it'll be demand driven. It's difficult, very difficult to pass it on to our customers in market. We have to be mindful of that. We're buying cattle at record prices, so we're landing them in market at record prices. That can create some difficulties, particularly if you're talking about a new and developing market like Vietnam, or if you talk about emerging markets or smaller markets like Malaysia or the Philippines. And of course, Indonesia, the Indonesian government is always talking about inflationary pressures on all commodities, but particularly beef over there. So they're often trying to influence or keep the price lower in wet markets and out of feedlots over there, so it makes it very difficult if they're trying to put that pressure on. And yet the Australian industry operates in an open market on supply and demand, so it's a challenge.
Hey, just finally, Patrick Underwood, keen to get your thoughts, maybe even your advice. If I own cattle in the top end of the territory right now and they're light, they're quite light animals, do you think I'm best holding them over the wet to put a bit more weight on them, or grab the money now and get them on a boat?
Well, cattle have got to be fit for export. They've got to meet AQUIS requirements and ASIL, the Australian Standards for Export of Livestock. So that's the first thing. And really, feedlotters over there prefer cattle have a minimum weight of 280. That's when they're sort of rooming to develop enough and they'll go on to feed and really progress well. It depends how good you are at rain dances and weather forecasting and all those sort of things. I mean, we think the price will hold at least probably until 3 months after the rain, so likely March or April. So just depends how much grass you've got, Matt.
Hey, I'll let you get back to loading. I really appreciate your time on the Country Hour on such a busy day.
No worries. All the best. Thanks.